Preparation of the Prophet. Now that we have seen the Lord's hand in establishing the general conditions for the restoration, let us turn to Joseph Smith's lineage and the timing of his placement in upstate New York. Joseph Smith was preordained, much like Moses, Job, and other biblical prophets, to a special mission, and his name was known by prophets thousands of years before his birth. Joseph of Egypt prophesied, "Thus saith the Lord unto me, a choice seer will I raise up out of the fruit of thy loins, and his name shall be called after me, and it shall be after the name of his father, and he shall be like unto me, for the thing which the Lord shall bring forth by his hand, by the power of the Lord, shall bring my people unto salvation." Isn't it interesting that Joseph Smith Sr. named his third son, not his first, Joseph? Beyond Joseph's Israelite lineage, both of his immediate parents were deeply religious, having experienced divine manifestations, including heavenly dreams and heavenly voices. At the time when Joseph was a boy, one last condition presented itself that stirred him in his search for truth. The second great awakening caught hold in his community and produced a spirit of revivalism for the Christian faith. Various sects proselytized heavily for new converts, and Joseph wrote, "After our removal to Manchester, there was in the place where we lived an unusual excitement on the subject of religion. Indeed, the whole district of country seemed affected by it, and great multitudes united themselves to the different religious parties, which created no small stir and division amongst the people, some crying, 'Lo here,' and others, 'Lo there.'" Close quote. In turn, Joseph intensely reflected and studied religion and soon decided to take the subject to the Lord. Therefore, when Joseph Smith entered the sacred grove, all eyes of heaven were upon him. All those who had gone before him to prepare the way were watching. All those who would come after him were hoping. The Lord spent centuries preparing for this moment, providing a lineage that traced its roots back to Abraham. Indeed, Joseph's prayer was not only his own, but also the prayer of all mankind. And in response to that prayer, God the Eternal Father and his beloved Son appeared to young Joseph Smith and began the process of restoring light and truth to the world.